When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
3, 2. Welcome to the Speaking Podcast. We are speaking weddings today. I'm Jessica Gibson with my co-host, Kristen Accardi, and our special guest, Tommy Farrell, who just got engaged. Congratulations.
Guys. Thank you.
Congrats.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
And you're the Chasing News producer, and what other titles would you like?
Just the producer of Chasing News. I joke with Kristen all the time. She has them in the morning. I have them in the afternoon. So send Bill over.
Good old Bill Spadia. Well, you're also a former producer of NJ115 as well.
Yep.
So and he was, don't forget that.
Bill was fired up today. I was like, jeez.
He was. So Bill, Bill's having some issues, I guess you could say. I don't even know what you want to call him. He's having some leg issues and back issues and... So yeah, he's been fired up. Yeah, eye issues. Looks like he gets stung by a bee.
Oh, but he's not going into chasing, and then you're off today too.
I'm off today. He's going into chasing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's off tomorrow. I'm going into chasing.
Yeah.
So we flip flopped.
Yeah. I guess you and then you're in for me next week.
Yes.
Boy.
Yeah.
Nice. We're just moving around like crazy over here.
A double day with Bill is interesting.
Mm. Wait. So
from
as...
6 a.m. to 6:30 p.m.
I'm sorry.
It's interesting.
Oh my god. Well, I've had days like that where I've driven in the car with him for like a couple hours.
I'm sorry.
He never stops talking. It's true.
Yeah. He's easy to. I've driven with him in the car a couple times just when he was having his back problems, and I drove him home because I didn't want Jody to drive all the way to the studio. I could drop him off. Yeah, it's like you don't need the radio because he's right there with you, and he makes the drive so much faster. Exactly.
So true. Yeah. So Tommy, tell us about your engagement.
You were in the thick of it.
Yes. So I've been with my fiance now, Sophie, for almost 6 years. Did long distance in college. I was in Boston playing football. She was in nursing school in DC. And I knew I wanted to do it in the summer just because, you know, we're party people. We have party families. So I knew I wanted to do it like right in the middle of summer. And she's the kind of girl who cries during the national anthem. So I knew I wanted to do it around 4th of July. Like she loves military movies and she loves America.
She's patriotic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I knew I wanted to do it around then to make it special. And we love the beach. Where I you know, I'm in Toms River, so Seaside Park, Seaside Heights is kind of our thing. So I decided to do it on the beach in Seaside Park. She thought we were just doing a Sunday fun day of just kind of day drinking and watching the U.S. Women's National Championship game, which was that day.
Oh, cool. Going to the beachcomber.
Yeah. Well, we start. I always say, if you can make it to every bar in Seaside, you're a champ because what I do is you start at Sawmill, which is the most southern end, and you try to make it to Aztec, which is like the end of the north side of the boardwalk. So she just thought, you know, we go to park and she's paying for 4 hours of parking. She thinks we're going to be there all day. I'm like, we're going to be there for 20 minutes and we're going back to my house and we're celebrating like with our family.
Aww.
So I'm walking. I'm nervous as all heck. I have the ring in my pocket. Mind
you, sweating. I guess it was hot out anyway.
Well, mind you, before then, it wasn't bad. It was breezy, but like before then, we go out to breakfast or brunch, and I'm a big breakfast guy. Mm-hmm. Love breakfast.
Really?
Don't touch my eggs.
Eggs?
She knows I'm a big omelet guy.
Not waffles.
No.
All right.
No, I'm a big like meat lovers omelet, hash browns,
sure,
OJ, and cheese, the pancakes, waffles, like the sugared powder, all that. So she eats her whole plate, and she never finishes her plate because she's tiny. And then I don't even touch my eggs. She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I don't know. Had some beers last night. Maybe it's just that. My stomach's upset. She's like, yeah, okay. So we go, we park. She pays for 4 hours of parking, not knowing we're going to be there for a little bit. We go up to the boardwalk. I go up to the beach attendant. I go, look, I just want to go right there and propose. Like, I'm not paying $20 for a beach badge to get on to do. He was like, all right, no problem. You sure you want to do this, though? I've been married for 47 years.
No.
I'm like, really? This is the last thing I heard before I got down on one knee. He goes, I've been married for 47 years. You sure you want to go down that road? I'm like, Thanks, man.
Well, people are just magical.
And
rude.
And Lou Hockman, who runs the website, digital editor at 101.5.
Yes.
He was kind enough to take pictures of the proposal.
Oh, that's nice.
So I talked to him after. He's taking pictures of us in the parking lot. And she's like, who's this guy taking pictures of us?
No way.
I don't know. She's like, yeah, maybe he works for the Seaside Times or something. I'm like, that's not a thing, but we'll go with that. And then he kind of follows us up, and I get down on. I give her like a hug from behind because she was looking at the water. And I was like, you know how much I love you, right? She goes, yeah. And I go to get down on one knee, and it's stuck. I'm wearing these shorts, actually. Uh-huh. I was wearing these exact
shorts. Cargo shorts.
So you were wearing cargo shorts?
I was wearing cargo shorts and a collared shirt. Whatever. I didn't want to like give it away and wear a suit.
My fiance was in like sweat shorts and a t-shirt.
I wish.
At Disney.
Yeah, you got to be comfortable in Disney.
So I'm trying to pull the ring out of the side of the cargo shorts, and it's not coming out because it's like it's stuck. So I'm getting down on one knee.
In a box?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like the ring box.
Right, the ring box.
So I'm going down on one knee, and she knows I'm about to do it, and she's pulling me. Like, what are you doing? Don't do it here. Don't do it. I'm like, can I finish, please? And I do it, and she cries, and it all worked out. And the pictures were great. I think Bill posted them on 101.5. Actually.
Yes, there is an article. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the pictures were beautiful. But I was like, why were you pulling me back? Why wouldn't you let me propose? Were you thinking something? Were you having regret? She was like, no, I didn't know how to react. Oh, my God. So it was good. And then we went back to my house, and I set up so both families were there.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, I saw the pictures. The pictures were beautiful.
Yeah. Lou did a really good job. But I couldn't believe the last thing I was told before I proposed was, I've been married for 47 years. You really want to go down this road?
That guy.
I'm like, yeah, I do, actually.
What a jerk.
Did you know, like, how long in advance did you plan this? How long did you know you were going to do this?
A while.
Yeah.
I started saving for the ring probably, I would say, a year in advance.
Oh, wow.
And I knew I wanted to do it in the summer. I was going to do it. I wanted to do it last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Then I just kind of last minute decided I wanted to go get my master's. So I went up to Syracuse for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of postponed everything, which worked out because she went to school for 6 years because she's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
So we were both kind of in school for the same amount of time,
right,
which worked out. And I also was thinking about doing it in the fall because I'm a big football guy. Wanted to do it during football season. But last fall I was working at NFL Films and it was only a part-time gig.
Right.
So I didn't want to go up to her father and ask for her hand.
Without a full-time job. Right.
And then literally at the last month of my time at NFL Films, I got offered the Chasing News job, which was kind of like perfect timing.
Yeah.
And I felt more confident being a full-time television producer in New York and New Jersey that I can go up to her 6'6 Polish father and ask for his only daughter's
hand. Is she tall?
She's like 5'10".
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm 6 foot, so.
So you just mentioned that you did talk to her dad.
I did.
And I think that's like a thing, like, actually, before I even said yes, like, my fiance got down on one knee, proposed, and before I could even say anything else, my first words out of my mouth were, did you ask my dad?
Yeah.
Like, I swear, it's on video and everything.
It's like, awesome. do my parents know what to hear?
Right? Am I going to go home and they're going to be surprised?
Yeah.
But, so, I know there's a story.
Yeah.
There is a story.
Yes. So this is a funny story. So she actually, this was April, May. I did it in July. Yeah, I would say around April, May.
I did it in July.
I proposed July 7th. I took her parents out to dinner, April, May. She was actually on vacation with my family, like with my aunts and my girl cousins,
right,
because
okay.
My one cousin's like a national cheerleader. And
oh,
she had,
nice.
Like, my girlfriend was a cheerleader. So sure. She went down with my sister and all five of my aunts. To Disney.
Girls weekend.
So I'm like, all right.
Love it.
Yeah, for like nationals or whatever it is. So I'm like, all right, this is the perfect opportunity to take her parents out. She's not going to be home, whatever. So they knew, like, when I said, can I just take you guys out to dinner while Sophie's away? So they had an idea.
Did they say no take backs?
So, no. So let me get to it. Because kind of, but no. So he goes, so I'm asking.
Your problem
for,
now.
So I'm like, I got there like an hour early. I'm in a suit. I'm sweating through the suit. It's at this really small Italian restaurant in Howell. On Route 9. So I...
Did you want to say what it is now? I'm curious.
Yeah. Ruco's on 9.
Okay.
It's on Howell. They have one in Howell and actually one in Manalapan, both on Route 9.
Oh, okay.
Like, perfect family-owned Italian restaurant. We're actually having our engagement party there.
Oh.
Small kick to them. Anyway, so I'm sitting there. I'm like, before we order appetizers, I just want to get it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm not going to eat.
Right.
So... Obviously, you guys know why I'm here. Like, I want to ask for your daughter's hand. I actually said I want to ask for your blessing, not for your permission, because I'm going to marry her regardless. Not that there was any animosity.
Did
but
you say that?
No. Okay. But I'm thinking that in my head.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to ask for their permission because if they say no, I'm still going to marry her. But there was never that rivalry between me and her father. They actually knew me before I started dating her. I played baseball with her brother. Whole other story. Anyway, so I asked for their blessing, and her dad just steps out and like leaves. He's like, "Can you excuse me for a second?"
What?
I'm like, "All right." He's
awkward.
He's gonna mess with me. I can take it.
Yeah.
He goes out to the car for like 20 minutes.
What?
Comes back and he has a binder in his hand. I'm like, "Okay, like maybe he's gonna show me baby pictures because they're not the parents who like just show the baby pictures."
Right.
I've actually rarely seen my fiance's baby pictures.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, "All right, I'll play along with this game."
Sure.
No, it has the NRA logo on the cover, like with a gun, and it says, "Son-in-law application."
What?
Laminated in sections.
Oh, so they were ready.
And the first page was like when you take the SAT, like you must have a proctor present at all times. Mm-hmm. You have a 2-hour time limit. Only use number 2 pencil. Like, and this is all handwritten by him, by the way. He was prepared. And then he had 6 sections laminated: family, finances, scenarios, and some other things.
I'm sweating.
And this is all
so am I.
Wait, and this is all open ended. So I'm like laughing. Okay, whatever. And I go home. I'm like, I'm just gonna fill it out tomorrow. Kind of get it over with. Play his game.
Sure.
Boom. Done.
Uh huh.
2 weeks. I don't have a yes. You can do this.
You filled it out.
I filled it out, dropped it. They have a milk carton at their like milk box. Put it in the milk box. And so then I find out. So then a couple weeks later, my college football coach calls me, my head coach.
Right.
He's calling your references?
Wait, references? Yeah.
So there was a page that was, please list your references. Now, I just copy and pasted my actual references, not thinking he would actually call my references. So I get a call from my head coach, Coach Gardner at Stonehill. Hey, Tommy, how you doing? I'm like, what's up, Coach Gardner? How's the season looking? Yeah. How's everything going? So my fiance's dad's name reached out to me. He was actually asking if, you know, I thought I was good enough to marry your daughter. I was like, really? He was like, obviously, I said, you know, if,
that's
you know,
amazing.
I don't have a daughter. I have a 2-year-old son. If my 2-year-old son becomes to grow up like Tommy Farrell, obviously. So I was like, all right, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like 5 minutes increments. Then the head of Newhouse at Syracuse calls me. Then
I think he might have
reached out to Bill, and then someone at NFL Films.
Aww.
Which at first I was like, really? Like, why are you doing this? And then I knew, knowing him and knowing the family, there was no malicious intent behind it.
Sure.
He was like, he had like a simple, innocent argument. He was like, well, you filled out the numbers. I had to follow through. Like, it was like kind of innocent and like playful. At first, I was like, you're actually calling people in my industry that respect me. Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
But it was all playful. And I actually mentioned it to Sophie, you know, a couple of days after I proposed. And she was like, that's just who my dad
is. Yeah, sounds like, about right.
Yeah. But at first, I was a little taken back. And actually, Bill's the one who kind of like calmed me down a little bit. He's like, look, he goes, you're marrying their only daughter. If that's his way of messing with you,
right.
He goes, it could have been a lot worse.
It's true. Yeah, like, it definitely could have been.
You're giving Bill ideas now.
I know. But I am not a butcher, so I don't have...
Well, I'm just surprised because, I mean, you've been together for so long. It's not like you dated for 2 years and you're asking. I mean, 6 years is
not
a
like
long time.
Finally.
Yeah.
Right? Right.
But it was all... I might have overreacted at first when I was like, why is he calling my college football coach?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, there was no malicious intent behind it, and... He's a family man with a big heart.
Right.
He's a big teddy bear.
I can see him. I can see Tommy not thinking it's funny though. Like, you know, I think it's funny.
Yeah. Well, that's because we're not involved.
Tommy actually having to fill that out. He's like, what am I getting into?
No.
I'll say it for you.
That's probably the point too. Like, if you were like just gonna throw it aside and be like, oh, okay, it's a joke, and not fill it out, then he might have been like, well, why aren't you taking this seriously?
No, that is very.
So I'm Italian and Irish, and my Irish father was like, I would have thrown that application right in his face and said, I'm doing it anyway. I'm like, that's the difference between me and you.
Yeah.
Like, you're such a hardo, and I'm like, I'll play his game. You know what I mean? Like, if this is what it takes to spend the rest of my life with my best friend, I'll fill out an application.
Sure.
So at the end of the day, like I said, at the end of the day, it was an interesting. So I call him and I was like, look, like, why are you calling my references? Like, if there's anything, like, why are you questioning me?
Right.
Like, is there anything I did? Did I like have too many
and
beers one time
say,
at your house?
He didn't
like,
say yes yet at this point.
No, he like actually apologized. He was like, of course it's a yes. Like, I'm just messing with you. I was like, you never said yes. Like, I've been over here sweating it out for weeks. And
yeah.
So when I called them, they were like laughing about it. They're like, oh my God, of course. So yeah. I was obviously the one overthinking it.
Right.
Like,
of course. That's the point.
And I never
though.
Knew there was any doubt. Like, I've been with her for 6 years.
Right.
but no, like I said, I was overthinking it. Yeah. I was definitely overthinking it. But
I think it's funny.
Put yourself in my shoes. I was sweating it out for 2 weeks with no answer. I'm thinking I'm going to leave dinner with an answer. Like, I'm going to get this dinner out of the way.
Okay.
We're going to have some wine. It's going to be great.
Easy. It's not that easy.
Oh, it's not. It's definitely not. But think about in however many years, if you have a daughter.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, now you have an idea.
I don't think I'm going to have an application. I think I'm just going to. I have a lot of cousins and brother. Mm. Like, I have a brother and, you know, I have a lot of guys in my family. Just take him for a walk.
I get it. My dad's a cop. Yeah. So that was fun. I heard that story of when my fiance called him up. They went for coffee. He took him for coffee and Ryan was super nervous. Mm-hmm. But my dad's so chill. He's an Italian guy from Queens. Like, you know, he's a cop, but it was chill, you know? And obviously it's like the general questions. There are questions that dads have to ask no matter what. Ryan and I, at that time, we're together now 12 years, but at the time, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, of course, my dad knows who he is. He knows what he does and how much money he has and et cetera, et cetera. But there's still general questions, you know, that a dad has to ask. That's just what it is.
Were you more nervous to ask her dad than it was to ask her? Because that's kind of like the first step.
Yeah.
I wasn't nervous to ask them because I never gave them any reason to not say yes.
Were you sweating more when you asked them or when you asked her?
I was sweating more with them. I was shaking more with her.
Oh, okay.
Because I was actually, when I proposed on the sand, my hand was shaking so much. I was so afraid to drop the ring.
Yeah.
In the sand. Oh, yeah, that'd be awful.
And mind you, I didn't think that was a thing until my mom brought it up like that morning. She's like, are you sure you want to do it on the sand? I'm like, you're telling me now.
Right.
The morning of not to do it on the sand. So now, obviously, I'm shaking when I was putting it on
her finger. I would say don't do it on the boardwalk. It could fall between the cracks.
Oh, that would be worse. Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, no,
good thing I did it.
Good thing you did it on the sand.
Did she have, like, did she say to you, hey, if you're ever going to propose, this is what I want?
Yes. Two things.
I knew it. I knew it. Every girl does.
Nails and photographer.
Okay.
So she got her nails done with her, you know, her two best friends the Friday. I did it on a Sunday. She got her nails done on a Friday.
So did she know? Did she have like a little bit of a, or did she, was she like for like 2 months, she always had her nails done because she wasn't sure?
I don't know. I have to ask her, but I made sure her nails were done.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, and I told Lou this, I thought she was going to have an idea when Lou was taking pictures of us paying for parking.
Right, but apparently the Seaside
obviously
newspaper.
She just thought it was the Seaside Times. And then I asked her, I was like, did you have any idea, like, when he was taking pictures of us in the parking lot? She's like, no, I really just thought we were going to day drink in Seaside.
Oh,
like,
my God.
She was so, you know, like, not aware of what was going on.
Yeah.
And then I think she was just in shock. And the first thing we did, and if you see the pictures, we're laughing in one of the pictures because we were FaceTiming her parents and her grandma, who's 92.
Aww.
And they were actually driving to my house to meet us and celebrate after. And her grandma was just so excited
that she said,
happy birthday, like instead of congratulations. So we were like crying and laughing at the same time in this one picture. That's our favorite picture.
Yeah.
Because she was just so filled. She didn't know what to say. Yeah. So she just said, happy birthday.
That's and we were so like, funny. What?
So it was a stressful few months just because I wanted to pick out the right ring.
And
my uncle had a guy in New York that we went to. So I made a couple trips to New York to pick out the ring in Diamond District. And like the dinner was with her parents wasn't anything like, I was nervous. Who's not nervous?
Right.
But I didn't have any doubt. And the application just threw me off a little bit because he did a good job, like being serious about it. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to do this. Like, you got to follow the rules and fill out this application. I'm like, okay. So that was like, I don't know. I expected to leave the restaurant with an answer. I guess that's why I was nervous.
You guys said binder, I was thinking like wedding planning binder.
No.
Like they had her wedding already planned.
She has that now, though.
Right. Oh, I'm sure it started the minute you guys got home.
Speaking of the binder, though, so when we met like my family and friends at my house after I proposed.
Yeah.
My aunt, so my dad has five sisters, mm-hmm. Irish Italian. So my one aunt is like the photo person. Mm-hmm. She puts together collages and frames and she's like the Vistaprint sponsor. So she comes to our party with the engagement photos that Lou already
printed.
Took
yeah.
in a book. How? It's been 3 hours. Yeah. She like went to CVS photo or whatever.
Wow.
And my one buddy makes a joke. He goes, "Don't go to the last page. It's already pictures of your wedding."
Yeah. That's funny.
And I thought that was funny because it was so quick. Like everything was moving by so quick. It was a little overwhelming because I have a big family. But at the end of the day, like we're the first people in my family to kind of get married.
Yeah.
We're the first out of our friends to be engaged. Mm-hmm. So it's an exciting time. It was a little overwhelming at first, but like,
at first.
And I'm sure it's still going to become. Yeah, exactly. So.
But no, it's very exciting. You're going to have fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to be involved in the planning or?
I have been.
Okay.
I don't know how much my opinion
it's
means.
It's been a month.
It's been a month and we just booked the venue yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's awesome. Congratulations.
But I guess that's one notch out of the thousand.
That is nothing.
What was the second story that you had to tell? The binder?
The binder and the guy. Was it the guy who told you not to get married?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
That's a thing. We were talking about that before we started.
The last thing I was told.
Like, it's one thing to, like, joke with people, like, oh, don't get married. Go elope or do this or do that. But, like, some people are legit.
For the record, I love my husband, and I would absolutely recommend getting married.
Thank you.
Like, I'm excited for it. I think you need to hear that.
Yeah.
Marriage is fun.
And thank you, because she's my best friend. Like, we've been through so much crap together. Mm-hmm. Like we met when we were 18. I always say too, we went through, like, we each lost a couple of our friends, family members. Like, we've gone through crap, but we've also gone through, like, the greatest times of our life, you know, with me playing college football, with her graduating from nursing school. Like, mm-hmm. we've been through so many highs. We've grown together.
Yeah, you're gonna have so much more to talk about, because you're gonna be like, remember what happened five years ago?
Yeah. Like, you know, we don't have to.
So many shared experiences.
Book flights mm-hmm. in advance to Boston or DC to visit each other. We can just drive 20 minutes down the road and we can start looking at houses together. Like, mm-hmm. the fact that we're so close to each other when we did long distance for how many years?
Right.
You appreciate the time together now.
If you could survive that.
Yeah.
You're good.
It was tough.
That's tough. 'Cause
she would have to visit me in the fall because I had games. I couldn't go anywhere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We would have winter break. I would go down Valentine's Day for a weekend because I still had football in the off season. Mm-hmm. She would come down and for a spring game. You know, we'd have Easter break and then summer. And we just made it work.
Mm-hmm.
And it was tough. I mean, there was times where, especially when I was at Syracuse, I didn't have football, but it was a master's program. It was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to drive from Syracuse to D.C. because Boston to D.C. flights were a lot cheaper because those are two main airports.
Right.
Flights from Syracuse to D.C. are not that cheap because Syracuse isn't really a main airport.
Right.
So I'll just F it. I'm driving to D.C. this weekend and it would be like 6.5 hours.
Yeah.
One road all the way, like 81 all the road. Way down. But I mean, we made it work, and now she's, you know, we're 20 minutes from each other.
That's great.
And we're still doing it old school. We're still living at home, saving money.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the wedding, for a house in hopefully a year. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
It is very exciting.
Wow.
I'm excited.
It's going to go very fast.
I'm just worried about, like, you think when you booked a venue, you're mm-hmm. like, okay. Like,
No. Not even
close. Now I'm learning about vendors. Okay. Like, why are we looking at 7 different florists?
You have to. You have to compare prices.
Yeah.
Quality of flowers.
You can't hire one until you've at least met with 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, so now that you have your date set, now you can, like, focus on the must-dos. Like, you must book a hotel block. You must book, like, a reception venue.
Yes.
Bands can only work one wedding in a day. Photographers can only work one wedding a day.
Do you know if you want a videographer or not? Like, do you want a video?
Yeah.
I'm sure Jessica agrees with me. I highly advise you to book the same company.
I was just going to ask that.
Same
it's
company.
Just so one contract.
A few companies. Yep. Yeah, so, like, these package things, it's still, like, good quality photo, video. I don't need, like, one photographer, one videographer, then a DJ. Like, the packages will be valuable.
You should, like, go. Good. I mean, if you were to do, like, let me try that again. Are you doing a DJ or a band?
A DJ.
A DJ.
Yeah.
I mean, if they have video and photography.
I want a band. Like, I lost that argument.
That's a lot of money.
A band?
Yes.
Maybe that's why.
It's a lot of money.
Maybe I won the argument that maybe I don't want a band anymore.
No.
Yeah.
I actually saw Bill at when I went to his Sinatra Meets the Soprano show, and I, you know, me, my fiance, and my family, like, uh-huh. meet Bill after the show, and I make a joke. I'm like, Bill, you think you can get Martucci for the wedding? And he's like, and he, like, thought I was serious. I was like, no, I was kidding, Bill. You don't have to negotiate. It's fine.
Right.
And now I'm thinking, like, Michael Martucci and a 12-person orchestra probably cost an arm and a leg for a wedding.
Probably cost a private event. As much as it costs to rent out the Count Basie Theater or whatever that show is.
Exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, I think we're gonna go with the DJ. Yeah. Which
what about frienders? Have you considered friends who work in the wedding industry and their vendors?
No, I have not.
They're like, we'll cut your friend deal.
I have not.
No.
I don't think I have. I'm trying to think if I have one buddy who's a DJ, but he's like, oh, I'm gonna be on a club. I'm gonna be touring clubs next year. I don't really do weddings. Yeah. I'm like, all right, don't poo-poo it because it's a wedding.
Well,
like,
okay. Well, Bob has a wedding band. And
Bob
Lou.
Does.
Who's yeah. Bob?
Bob Williams.
Oh, Bob Williams.
He does do weddings.
Interesting.
Yeah, so you could talk to him.
Okay.
You know, he might, you know, give you a great deal. I don't
what
know.
What would you yeah. say is the most, I guess, like from a priority standpoint?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously everything's important, everything's vital. But like, okay, so we booked the church, we booked the venue. What's most important coming up next?
Well,
like,
that's what I said.
What am I in for?
I said you got to think of people who can only work one wedding that day.
Okay.
Versus like, mm-hmm. if you want to get your invitations made, someone can make, you know, 10 different wedding invitations for that same day.
Yeah.
Like a bakery can probably make 3 different wedding cakes for the same weekend.
Right.
But, you know, a photographer can only work one. Right. A band can obviously only work one, or DJ.
Right.
It's depending on who you go with. If you go with, I guess, like a mom and pop, they can probably only work one. But if you go with like a bigger company, yeah. You know, they might have,
yeah.
you know, 4, 5, 6, 7
associates.
Photographers or right, right. or something like that. But yeah, right now where you're at in this timeline, just get your major stuff done. Okay. So like Jessica said, your DJ, your photographer, your videographer, I assume, do you have to get a caterer? Or?
I have a Google Doc. Let me open.
If you have to get a caterer, get a caterer. I don't know. You know, I don't know what your venue.
That was part of the venue.
Part of the venue. Yeah. yeah. So also see if your venue recommends people, because sometimes those companies will.
Book.
Yeah, that's what I did too. Yeah. And I booked everyone that the Venetian recommends, because you got a discount.
Well, and it's nice because they're like, mm-hmm. you know, calling each other by first names
right.
when they walk in the door.
Right, exactly.
And they know
and
they where
know.
All the spots are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They know where the outlets are.
That's true.
And that's
less stressful.
That's actually that's very important, because if you pick somebody who has never been to your venue before, they have to schedule like a walkthrough, if you will.
Right.
Because you don't want them to show up for the first time your wedding day and not know what to do.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't think of it like, you know, you got to think of people the venue recommends because they know the venue.
Right.
Right. So like you said, the DJ knows where the outlets is. They know where the best fate for the DJ to set up, or where they're going to put their speakers, or the, you know, the florist maybe will know where to put the flowers or the centerpieces if they don't have centerpieces, which I didn't know that was a thing too.
You can call us anytime.
Centerpieces and linens.
Oh, yeah. That's a thing.
That's a like a big deal.
That's a deal. Yes, that's a very big deal.
You can call us anytime for brainstorming. We're available.
Yeah, we're
give your give to. Your fiance our number.
Yeah,
we might have to take Bill out of the group chat I started this morning.
What?
Just do us three, because I don't think Bill's gonna care if I'm asking what florist do you recommend, or what.
You were so worried that Bill was gonna like Michael Scott at my wedding and like pick up the microphone.
I thought so. So if you've seen The Office,
yes,
Bill, I really feel like Bill would do something like that. And I was worried. I was like, Jessica, like in the middle of your ceremony or whatever it is,
get
reception,
a little involved.
Right? Bill's just going to like grab the microphone and be like, all right.
Didn't he record the podcast during your wedding?
Yeah.
He did, yeah.
But that's kind of like watching my wedding video, like go back and listen to the wedding podcast.
Yeah.
It's funny.
So explain that, like what was, because it was him and Jay, right?
Yeah.
And they just whipped out a phone in the middle of the ceremony
and walked around, talked to my mom, talked to some of my friends.
That's pretty funny.
That's hilarious. You were on it, right?
Yeah, they caught me at the very end when I was like, I was trying to make my rounds to like each table, thank like every guest at the tables for coming, but I had to like run to the bathroom, and that's when they grabbed me, and I was like, Bill, I literally cannot talk right now, please give me 2 seconds. So
that's the thing to expect, I guess, as well. Like,
I was just glad I didn't curse her or anything.
That's like, good. Exactly. There's like no downtime. Like your actual wedding.
Right.
There's.
That's what I'm hearing.
You won't have any downtime until after your wedding's over. The good news is
everyone's
not
going to be talking to you. You're going to be dancing. You're going to be doing this. Like, did you even enjoy like food or drink at your wedding?
Oh my God, I ate like everything.
Oh, okay. Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
I ate a lot all day.
Okay,
because that's what I'm worried about.
People are like, your actual wedding is it's cool. You look back on it, like everything was awesome, but then it's like, I didn't get a chance to breathe. Like,
oh my god, I definitely like sat and ate.
Okay, good.
I don't know,
because
I've heard some horror stories.
Well, that's so
not
why,
a lot, but I'm like, of course, I'm the negative Nancy, and I'm so like, what do you mean you had a horrible wedding?
Also,
am I gonna have a horrible
wedding? I was very, very happy that day, and like everything was really rolling off my shoulders.
Yeah.
Like,
Okay, you know what?
Changes or whatever. I'm like, it's all good. I'm getting married today. Woohoo. Yeah.
Jessica, did you go to your cocktail hour?
I did.
And then you, and during dinner, you ate, you sat down and ate.
Yeah, we didn't take a ton of like posed pictures because my fiance was very, at the time, was very, my husband was very against it.
Right.
He was like, I want to go to the cocktail hour. Like, we invited all these people here for us. Like, let's go see them. So, yeah. But it was like a beautiful day, and it was like nice to be around everyone.
Well, there's a difference because we are not going to our cocktail hour. So we're going to take that opportunity to eat in our in like the bridal suite, because when dinner comes around is when we're going to make our rounds and say hello to everybody, which means we won't be able to eat.
Interesting.
Well, I think I must have eaten right after.
Yeah. Okay.
And like, you know, my plate was still sitting there.
Right. Well, of course.
Yeah. Because the venue we booked offers us a bridal suite and a groom suite the night before and the night of, and we have access to it during the cocktail hour. And like, of course, the groom suite has like a shuffleboard table, a pool table.
Oh, you're set. You're hooked up.
But at the same time, it's cool. Like, I do want to go to the cocktail hour and have drinks with everyone, but then
but that's up to you. I mean, you make that call.
But then I can take an hour to breathe. I'm sounding like the girl, I need to take a moment, but maybe that's, you know, we got to think about that. Obviously it's her decision.
I always think of my husband saying, everyone we love is inside right now.
Right.
Let's go say hi to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. I'm all about a grand entrance.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Are you planning like a huge entrance with like a song playing, like machine, all that?
Yeah.
Yes, actually, all of that.
Nice.
Now that you mention it. No, but I don't know. Maybe that's a little old school. Like I've always seen and been to weddings where the bride and the groom don't attend the cocktail hour so they can make their grand entrance into the reception. So that's what we're doing.
True.
But I mean, everyone does it differently. It's up to you what you want to do. You know, also my party's going till 1 a.m. So it's not like I'm going to have like 7 hours with these people.
Well, I know, you know, Sophie's talked about a grand entrance. Mm-hmm. With, you know, what song do you see us walking out to?
It's important.
Before our wedding song.
Like, it's important. You have to pick that.
Because we're party people.
Let the band pick all of that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Do you remember what they played when you guys came in, when you were introduced as Mr. and Mrs.?
No. Don't know. I remember. So we picked our first dance song. And then the first song they played after that was like Toto Africa.
Nice.
Okay. And that's like, I feel like that was also our wedding dance song. Because that was when like everyone ran out to the dance floor. So yeah, I don't know.
That's a classic.
Right. Toto, like that was a very memorable moment.
Did you guys have a song like already and then you knew you were going to do that as your wedding song? Or did you just like on the fly?
Do what?
Your wedding song.
No, we just picked our first dance song?
Yeah. Your first dance song. I guess that's what they call it, right? First dance song, wedding song? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I mean, that. So we picked like that song and like the parent of
the
brides.
But what I'm saying though, the dance you dance to with your husband.
That's the only thing we like picked.
Right. But was it something like you already, like you know when you first start dating,
you're like,
oh, this is our song, you know, and it's like forever your song?
No.
Or were you just like, let's just go with this one?
No, we like, you know, played a bunch. Like I was listening to like the Frank Sinatra Pandora playlist at work every day. Like, I like this one. I like that one. I mean, like our thought was we want to pick a song where it will be playing in bars and like we'd be like, we hear it. That's our song all the time.
Okay.
Because I know the other route is like, you know, picking the most meaningful song, but I wanted something that like we'd hear often.
Yeah.
So
that's a good
idea.
Right.
Yeah. Do you guys already have Tommy
we have a song and it's actually by Michael Bublé.
Oh, okay.
We're worried that the second half of the song, it actually like picks up and it's not really a song you would slow dance to.
You only play 2 minutes of it.
Yeah. Right. But that's what we were saying. Like we're also the people that would like invite everybody out during our first dance and just like go crazy and dance.
Right.
So, 'cause it's Michael Bublé. It's not like it's a,
what is it?
Like a rap song. I Believe in You.
I don't know that.
It's pretty.
I will listen to it.
It's like an adorable music video of like a couple starting.
Is that where he met his wife? He met his wife on a music video.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cute.
I'm not sure which song.
I think he had actors in this music video, but it follows a couple when they were like 8 years old up until they're like 80 years old.
Oh, that's cute.
And it's called I Believe in You because they went through troubles together and stuff like that. And like the music video will make you cry. And like when it first came out, because we went to the Michael Bublé concert in Newark a few months ago. So we're big Michael Bublé fans.
And I can't see you being a Michael Bublé fan.
I'm kind of an old soul.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like a big Tommy, like tough guy over here. He's like Michael Bublé. All right.
I don't need to do a front anymore. I'm no longer a football player. I'm washed up and retired. So
got it.
I can be a mush and listen to Michael Bublé now. But
that's cute.
Yeah. So I think that's it. It's not definite yet. Mm-hmm. She's more worried about the grand entrance song. Like,
of course.
Because my cousin, we just went to my cousin's wedding. They walked out to the best love song by T-Pain, which was pretty cool.
Oh, that's funny.
Like,
okay.
The best love song. Yeah, I'm not going to sing it. But yeah. Anyway, but it was cool. And they had a smoke machine, fog machine. They had like falling snow
it's
and
all that.
It's
literally 30 seconds.
Right. But maybe that's what girls like the grand entrance. You know what I mean?
We're getting a smoke machine. I might as well take advantage of it. Exactly. Right. That's what we're doing.
But yeah, I guess maybe later, like once you're married, it seems like small potatoes, but now it's like everything is a big deal.
Yeah.
So
here's one piece of advice. Even if you don't, any idea that comes across your head, even if it's stupid,
write it down.
Yeah. Write it down.
We have several Google Docs shared with each other right now. Mm-hmm. And I went to the extreme, and this doesn't even involve her. So my best man's gonna be my little brother. Aww. But at the time of my wedding, he's only gonna be 17.
Yeah.
So my best friend is not gonna have the title, but he's gonna be doing all of the work for the bachelor party and handling the groomsmen and all that. So I made a Google Doc of like the people I want at my bachelor party.
Yeah.
Like a spreadsheet with phone numbers, emails, addresses. And she's like, "You already did that?" She's like, "I'm impressed." I'm
you
like,
"You have so much love to do."
I'm already in the mindset of like, let's just get everything done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though we're a year and a half out. So.
There's going to be a lull. You're going to do a lot of things now, and then there's going to be a little bit of time where there's like nothing to do and you're not sure. And then all of a sudden, it's going to punch you in the face.
So how far out are you from your wedding?
Four and a half months.
How's it going?
Are you in that going. Lull?
When's your bachelorette party?
No.
October. And Halloween weekend.
Nice. Is it the 19th or the following weekend?
The following. I think we're going the 24th.
Wait, where are you going?
Boston and Salem.
Oh, okay.
Halloween.
I went to school in Boston. That is such a nice
I was place. Supposed to go to NOLA for the Halloween weekend. I'm going the weekend before now.
Oh, nice.
I think that is when all the parties go on. Yeah. But weren't you supposed to go to New Orleans too?
Yeah, my original idea was to go to California. And it ended up being just too much.
Like Disneyland?
Yes, exactly. It ended up being too much, not only price-wise, because, you know, everyone...
Flight's like $600.
Yeah, it's insane. But also, you know, people's schedules, it just didn't work out. So then, drama. Some of my bridesmaids were like, "Oh, go to New Orleans. Let's go to New Orleans, guys. It's so much fun." They picked it for me. And I was like, no. They're like, yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
And it was to the point where I was so busy with everything else. I was like, you know what? Fine. I'll convince myself to like it. It'll be a great time.
They thought it was too expensive.
No, I about a month later, thank God nothing was booked. I was like, you know what? I really don't want this. I thought I could convince myself to like it, and I just couldn't. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want this.
I've been
I
wanted to Salem.
Stay a little more like
but Salem
local.
During Halloween.
I've been to Salem during Halloween. It's so much fun.
It's awesome. So much fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to go to Harpoon Brewery in Boston. That's like my favorite place.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. I want tips. Yes. I want
and
places
if you like
to go.
Wings,
please tell me.
Red Hat has the best wings. I don't know if you're a wings person, but anyway.
Maybe we will be that weekend. I don't know.
And like, was it the Oyster House, the Union Oyster House?
Okay.
That's a must do.
Yeah.
We looked up a place to go out at night. It's called Howl at the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
That's No,
it's a chain. It's a
chain, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
That's cool. Yeah.
Oh, see. Okay, so I'm okay with that. I'm a big Boston Celtics fan.
Mm-hmm.
So the home opener happens to be the Friday that we're going to be there.
Awesome.
But then, of course, you know, you look into tickets, and when you're paying $100 for nosebleed, so you know,
what's
maybe
good
we'll
is
just
the tea goes right. It's like Madison Square Garden.
Well, we're staying right there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right by TD Garden.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll find a bar that's playing the game. And
are you guys getting T-shirts?
I think they were. Yeah. Apparently, I was told. I don't
say
know.
Brunch squad.
Well, no. Apparently, my bachelorette is Backstreet Boy themed because I'm a big Backstreet Boy fan, like huge Backstreet Boy fan. I'm obsessed with them. Like, I really am. So that's the
theme.
I was
always Backstreet Boys over NSYNC too.
You had to be. And if you liked both, you weren't a true fan of either. This is another podcast, guys. Yeah, this is a whole another conversation. Trust me.
I don't know if I want a destination bachelor party.
Like, that's fair. My fiance's not. He's staying local.
Like I would love to go to a Yankee game and like. Take a party bus to Atlantic City and go to the sports book and like gamble. And
that's pretty much what my fiance is doing, except they're going to a
Mets
game.
Or play a round of golf and then go to Atlantic City, like something like that.
Yeah,
like,
that's fun.
Like one night. Like I don't need a...
Just remember, it's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody convince you otherwise.
The problem is, like I said, my best man is 17, my little brother.
They'll figure it out.
So my best friend is going to, like I said, he's doing all the hard work with no title, so... I got to do something for him special, whether it's at the wedding or the rehearsal dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll
brainstorm.
Where? South Carolina?
Yeah.
Did I make that up?
Charleston.
No. That was fun. Yeah.
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 That's cool.
Were you thinking about doing that too?
I thought about South Carolina, and I just wanted Nashville. Somewhere where I didn't. Well, that's overrated. Like that's, I'm I was good with say, that.
I feel like every girl wants to go to Nashville.
I wanted somewhere yeah. I could drive and not be in a car for 10 hours.
But the first bachelorette party I went to was in Ocean City, Maryland, and we were all broke, so we all very much appreciated not having to buy flights.
Yeah.
Now we're all like, we got jobs.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, that's true. Nice. That's true. No, you're right. You're right.
We can go on a girls' trip.
Yeah.
So, I appreciate
the tips. I'm definitely going to take you up on your offer asking questions because there's some things I want to ask without bothering my fiance. Like, I want to have the answers, and maybe she's going to ask me some questions now because I was just educated for an hour. So,
yes. Yeah, no, yeah. We're open to any suggestions and advice you need.
And a month in, and my head's spinning, and I know it's going to continue to spin.
Tommy Farrell, good luck.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks and please call us anytime. How do we find you on the internet?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at TGFarrelJR, last name Farrell, and watch Chasing News weeknights on My9 New Jersey at 11 p.m.
All right, and Kristen Accardi is at Producer Kristen, and I'm at Chasing Just Nut, and we are very thankful. And anything else to add?
We're good.
Catch you guys later. Thanks.
The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country, 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.